Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Grain futures were mixed at the close today. We had corn slightly lower, wheat and soybeans both trading slightly higher. Most of the news today was focused on the financial markets and what would happen with the U.S. debt ceiling and a possible government shutdown on October 1st. There's a lot of talk that if there was such a government shutdown of any sort, that could delay the USDA reporting procedures. And so we'll continue to watch that. It looks like things are probably going to get worked out, but you never really know. With the corn futures and soybean futures, we're getting harvest really progressing well in the southern Midwest. I'm hearing reports that most yields are actually higher than normal. One guy was telling me 50 to 60 bushels per acre, where he's normally in the 55 area for the soybeans, and then 300 plus bushel corn. So things seem to be pretty good at this point for the southern corn belt in terms of yield. And as that progresses along with no real significant weather forecast, we should have at least maybe a little bit of harvest pressure, but at any rate, shouldn't be a big rally unless they get into some central to northern Midwest areas where the crop is significantly worse. Wheat here, looks like wheat planting is going as planned and going well at a normal pace at this point. No rain forecast in the future, so we look for that to keep going on here and be at normal pace again Monday on that crop progress report.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, what other news were the traders looking at today?
One thing we're seeing here with the hedge funds, and we've talked about it the last few days, but the short covering on the wheat futures, it looks like today the funds bought about 5,000 to 6,000 wheat contracts, which would be short covering because they're net short about 400 million bushels total. And they also were buyers of soybeans and sellers of corn. You know, they've been buyers of soybeans here, that there's ideas that they're long about 700 million bushels total of soybeans. So they keep adding to that position, and then adding to the corn position. They sold about 3,000 of those. But really getting out of that wheat position is pretty significant because we haven't had any real positive news for wheat, and yet it keeps going up. So the fact that they're getting out and maybe stepping to the sideline or to get neutral to wheat, that's a good picture as we plant wheat here in Oklahoma and Texas and Kansas and Colorado. Because if they start getting out, that will prop up that wheat price and give people to sell at a higher price on that next year's crop, which the July 14 today was at 7.19. It's rallied about 30 cents off of its lows. You know, went down to about 6.90 at one point. So overall, the overall price outlook for Kansas City wheat futures is really, really looking good as we get it planted here over the next week to 10 days.
And your phone number, Justin?
877-431-9805.
That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping our closing numbers today.
October live cattle were up 55 cents at 128.25. October feeders down 25 at 164.12. October lean hogs up 12 cents at 92.92. In our grain markets, Kansas City December wheat was up 4.5 cents at 7.31¾. Chicago December corn down 2¾ at 454 even. And November soybeans were up 3 cents at 13.19¾. In the
cotton markets, October cotton was up 116 points at 85.66 cents per pound. That's your futures market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.